The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Ordnance Factory, Muradnagar, a unit of Yantra India Limited, Government of India Enterprise, under the Ministry of Defence, invites applications for one post of Labour Welfare Officer on a fixed-term contract basis for 2 years. The position offers a consolidated salary of 45,000 rupees per month. Applicants must be between 27 to 45 years of age and possess a degree along with a postgraduate diploma or degree in social work, labour welfare or HR-related fields. Selection will be based on a personal interview. The last date for applications is 21 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. Details are available at https://yantraindia.co.in. The BRIC National Institute of Immunology, NII New Delhi, under the Department of Biotechnology, invites online applications for 3 positions of Staff Scientist 3 and 8 positions of Staff Scientist. Online applications will be accepted till 26/5/2025 only via the Institute's website. For detailed qualifications, application procedures and category specific information, kindly visit www.nii.res.in. SJVN Limited, a Navratna CPSC under the Ministry of Power, invites online applications for executive trainees in civil, electrical, mechanical, HR, environment, geology, IT, finance and law. Total vacancies are 114. And the qualifications that are required is this relevant bachelor's degree or a master's degree. And age limit is 30 years. Final year students may apply with mark sheet submitted by 31st 7 2025. Kindly apply online by 18/5/2025. For details, kindly refer to the website, that is at www.sjvn.nic.in. The Recruitment and Assessment Centre, RAC, under the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has announced vacancies for scientist C, D, E and F with a total of 21 posts to be filled. The number of vacancies and experience required for each designations are as follows. Scientist F, 1 post, 13 years of minimum experience. Scientist E, 4 posts, 10 years. Scientist D, 4 posts, 7 years. Scientist C, 12 posts, 3 years. And maximum age limit for scientist F, E and D is 50 years. While for scientist C, it is 40 years as of the closing date of the application submission. The basic pay levels are as per the 7th CPC. Level 13A for scientist F, level 13 for scientist E, level 12 for scientist D and level 11 for scientist C. The last date to apply is 9th May 2025. For more details, candidates are advised to visit the official website at https://rac.gov.in. The Raman Research Institute, funded by the Government of India, invites applications for the position of Assistant Administrative Officer 1 on a deputation basis. There is one vacancy in the general category with pay level of level 10. Candidates must hold a graduate degree and have relevant experiences, holding an analogous post for 2 years in pay level 9 or 4 years in pay level 8 or 5 years in pay level 7. With a maximum age limit of 56 years, the application deadline is 20th June 2025. Interested candidates can find more details and apply at https://www.rri.res.in/careers. The The Choir Board invites applications for the following posts on deputation, including short-term contract, ISTC basis, Zonal Director Grade 1, one vacancy in Tamil Nadu in pay level 11, Zonal Director Grade 2, two vacancies in Odisha, pay level 10. The place of posting includes the Choir Board Showroom and Sales Depot, Guwahati, Assam. For detailed information and application submission, kindly visit the website. And the last date to submit is 31st May 2025. For details, kindly refer to the official Choir Board website, that is www.choirboard.gov.in. The Central Consumer Protection Authority is seeking applications for various posts including Secretary, Joint Director, Legal, Deputy Commissioner and more, all on deputation basis. The deadline for online applications has been extended to 30 days from the publication date of this advertisement. Candidates can further find details on the Department's Consumer Affairs website, that is at https://www.consumeraffairs.nic.in. The Government of India, through the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, is inviting applications for the position of Senior Administrative Officer in the Directorate of Plant Protection, Quarantine and Storage, Faridabad. This opportunity is available on a deputation basis for qualified candidates in the General Central Service Group A Gazetted Non-Ministerial category. Applications must be submitted through proper channels and should include necessary documents, with the last date for receipt of applications being 60 days from the advertisement's publication. Full details, including eligibility requirements and application procedures, can be found on the official website of the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare at https://www.agricoop.nic.in. The Cabinet Secretariat, Government of India, is inviting applications from Indian nationals for the position of a Senior Field Officer, Technical, in Level 10. Eligible candidates must not exceed 35 years of age and hold a bachelor's degree in engineering or technology or master's degree in science from a recognized institution along with a valid GATE score of 50% or above in specified subjects. Vacancies are available in computer science, information technology, data science, artificial intelligence, electronics and communication, telecommunication and geomatics engineering. Candidates can apply for one subject only and must submit a filled application form with necessary documents by 25/5/2025. The selection process includes a merit list based on valid GATE scores and an interview, with the possibility of field positions and medical standards as per central government guidelines. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.